It is a real pleasure to welcome back Senator Steve O'Bannon from the Washington legislature, which is already putting people's life, liberty, and pocketbook at risk. Or, well, not Steve O'Bannon himself, but his Democrat colleagues in Olympia are doing that. Senator, how are you?
Good afternoon. Yeah, please, present company excluded.
Present company excluded. And on that note, here's what I find bizarre. The courts throw out the $30 carb tab vote of a solid majority of Washington voters. I happen to have a dog in the fight. I voted for the car tab, the $30 car tabs. The court said it's too complicated. Apparently, Bob Ferguson wrote it in a way that was too complicated, maybe deliberately so, who knows. And so the courts, another arm of government, says the people cannot make this decision because it was too confusing or too complicated for them to understand $30 car tabs. I don't find it too complicated at all. Then the legislature says, well, even though $30 car tab number has been thrown out, and now we get to charge the original car tab, so we're still getting the money, we're going to start canceling projects, some of the projects of which do not even depend on car tab money. And the legislature says we're going to write a budget that punishes the public, in effect, by denying them the projects from the money that the state is still going to collect. And are they going to fix the car tab problem by doing what the public told them to do in this last vote, Senator?
Well, you raise a number of good issues, Lars. You're right. The governor immediately, 1695 passed, put a pause on a number of key projects that were not in any way, shape, or form financed by car tab taxes. They were financed by the gas tax. I think probably trying to create kind of a crisis in part to generate a discussion for additional revenues from other locations, other places, income tax, et cetera. So we are, but you're right, we are writing a budget. Now, I'm on the Transportation Committee that assumes that 695 does not, is upheld, and at some point people will actually see the huge and deserving reductions in their car tab taxes. But several of us have great proposals. Well, let me talk about one of those that would honor the voters, enact $30 car tabs, enact 695, but would replace the lost revenue with a different revenue source without raising taxes. Republicans know how to do this. Sometimes my friends across the aisle are always looking for budgetary fixes by raising taxes. What we can do is redirect the sales tax from the sale of autos to pay for critical road projects that lost some funding because of $30 car tab taxes. That's a nexus that's clear between vehicles and roads and maintenance and new projects. We can raise over 10 years $30 billion by just simply redirecting the sales tax in a graduated way.
Spend the money you've already got, right?
Yeah, that's for vehicles, you know, from vehicle sales taxes.
Yeah, and I think that makes perfect sense. In other words, work within the budget you already got. Isn't the state of Washington seeing a record increase in the amount of revenue that is collecting overall?
Not just now, Lars. You're right, but we have over the last 6 years since I've been here. Every single year, we brought in more money than our economic forecaster anticipated. And yet, well, when we had the majority in the Senate, we stuck within our means and didn't increase the budget significantly. The Democrats have, and last year, raised taxes on small businesses. So we have more money coming in that would more than pay for this redirecting of auto sales taxes to where they should go to pay for road projects that are, you know, you're challenged by losing the car tab tax revenue.
Now, Senator, tell me this. Does this mean, because you haven't mentioned it yet, there is no prospect for this legislative session to actually take what the voters voted for that got struck down by the courts because of, I think, the malfeasance of Attorney General Ferguson? Can't they just take what the voters voted for that got thrown out and put it in the form of a law?
As you well know, there is precedence for that. The first $30 car tab tax was enacted. The court said no, doing the bidding, I think, really of Seattle again. And Governor Locke, Democrat Governor Locke, with Democrats, had a special session to enact $30 car tab taxes. Look how much has changed in the last 10 years with that party. I have I have a great bill that would do just that, would enact 695 $30 car taps, and as I said, pay for itself through redirecting the vehicle sales. I expect to get a hearing. Whether it will move beyond that is anybody's guess.
Well, so, and all of this is because the Democrats will block it. The Democrats who are in key positions to control how legislation goes through will simply say, we're not going to let it have a vote, right?
Right. Around here, majority rules. If you have the majority, you decide what moves through committees, what gets on the floor, what passes off the floor and out.
Well, is there any way to shame these people into it? I say, we know you're Democrats. We know you're in control. You've got the majority. But the public in your state voted for this. How can you then turn around and say, we don't need to honor what the voters have directed us to do? And this, I hear reporters say, voters have asked for. No, the voters are the boss. You folks are the employees. When your boss walks in and says, hey, Lars, I'd like you to do this, it means do it. He's just saying it politely. When the voters say, do this, it's not an ask, it's a tell, isn't it?
Yeah, Lars, here's the great, interesting political dynamic happening here in Washington State. Seattle, King County voted, of course, against 976, somewhat overwhelmingly, by I think by eight points or so. So you have, you know, an influential part of the state that is controlled by the Democrats and really is the epicenter of the majority party, Seattle, King County area. They opposed 976. The rest of Washington voted overwhelmingly for 976. My county, Pierce County, second largest county, not far from Seattle, voted 66% for 976. So if you're going to do the will of the voters and you live outside of the King County, Seattle metropolitan area, then it's clear what you should do. You should enact 976. If you are in if you're in Seattle, you think, no, if I'm going to do the will of my voters, it's to fight this thing tooth and nail.
Well, why don't you make them happy? I'll tell you what, Senator, offer an amendment that says we're going to keep the extraordinarily high car tab taxes for everybody inside the city limits of Seattle, and the rest of the people of Washington can pay a reasonable fee. Senator Aban, thanks very much. I appreciate the time.